Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the California gubernatorial recall is underway in the Golden State, a radicalized leftist threw an egg at Republican candidate Larry Elder and was being described as a racist attack by a white woman in a gorilla mask. Larry Elder later tweeted, quote, "The intolerant left will not stop us. We will recall Gavin Newsom. We will save California," end quote. President Biden is asking for resignations from multiple members of military academies' advisory boards who were appointed by former President Trump. Many of these people criticized Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Kellyanne Conway, a member of the U.S. Air Force Academy board, said, "I'm not resigning, but you should," referring to Mr. Biden. Hall of Fame boxer Oscar De La Hoya announced Wednesday that he was out of the hospital after being treated for COVID-19.
"Hey guys, I'm out of the hospital. I was in there for 3 days. COVID hit me really hard. Thank you very much for all your well wishes."
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Taliban in 2021, Dan Naraki reports.
Four former detainees at Guantanamo Bay are now major parts of the Taliban government in Afghanistan. Having four men who the U.S. had arrested for terrorism in positions of power in that country has many worried about the intentions of the new government. Senator Jody Earnest says that the Biden administration's quick withdrawal from the country led us to this place. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that the White House's strategy in dealing with the Taliban has been ludicrous.
"It is truly unbelievable that this administration has emboldened the Taliban to the point where now they are including four of those former Guantanamo detainees in their interim government. These are the prisoners that were exchanged for Army deserter Bo Bergdahl, which happened during the Obama administration. This is ludicrous, Martha. I can't believe that we now see terrorists sitting at the helm of the Afghan government, all because of this hasty and haphazard withdrawal done by President Joe Biden."
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The new all-male Taliban government has issued one of their first decrees Wednesday. The Afghan government has put a ban on all protests, slogans, and demonstrations that do not have official approval of the government. The decree warns that people must get permission before any protest or face severe legal consequences. Donald Trump Jr. on Fox News gives his opinion that the Taliban does not respect weakness.
"The only thing these animals respect and understand is strength. And Joe Biden exudes nothing but weakness. Donald Trump exuded strength. So they knew he was not someone to be trifled with. They knew he was not someone to mess with. Donald Trump also had the brain power to actually negotiate like a real businessman, not a bureaucrat politician with no real world experience. The one place I have to be surprised about is Joe Biden is overperforming. I thought it would take him years to destroy America, and he's been able to do it in a mere few months. It's absolutely ridiculous. Every day, the clown show gets worse and worse. You're seeing now the State Department confirming, well, we're not really letting flights of American citizens get out of there because they want to make the world's largest airlift, where they took out a lot of Afghanis, a lot of people on suspected terror lists, some convicted rapists out of Afghanistan, but they left the citizens of the United States behind. I guess they want to get credit for that, so they're not going to allow other people to do the job they should have been doing for the last 25 days because they're incompetent.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and David Rubenstein is going to join us in just a moment. He's going to talk about his new book, The American Experiment. The author, visionary co-founder of the Carlyle Group, host of Bloomberg TV's The David Rubenstein Show, makes sense, explores the diverse makeup of our country's DNA through interviews with Pulitzer Prize winning historians, diplomats, music legends, sports giants and all. I mean, I'm excited to have this conversation with him. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us, sir.
Thank you very much for inviting me back.
Well, boy, it's so often said, and I guess this is why I'm stumbling on my words here, but to have the honor to have these kind of interviews with Pulitzer Prize winning historians, I mean, what a privilege, huh?
Well, it was great fun, and I enjoyed doing it, and I'm always happy that people were willing to give me an interview.
Yeah, that is amazing. And we were just talking about this the other day, that, you know, because oftentimes people say, well, how did you get that interview? And I go, well, I just asked, you know, and they wanted to come on the show, and I'm honored that they want to come on the show, and they want to share their experiences. I don't know, there's just something about, you know, the DNA of, you know, successful people, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people want to let other people know what they did to become successful, maybe to inspire other people. And in my case, I ask people as politely as I can. In many cases, I know the people. You and I have talked before, and obviously yes. I enjoyed the experience, so I was happy to be back.
Well, good. So in terms of these, you know, the people that you interviewed, let's talk about Jill Lepore.
She is a Harvard professor who wrote the first comprehensive textbook of American history written by a woman. It's hard to believe that there had never been a comprehensive textbook written by a woman in American history, but she wrote it, and it's an incredible book, and it really tells you about the whole history of this country.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, again, to have that powerful perspective, you know, and I know this is talked about a lot, but I, you know, this is what I love about people who truly are eager to be educated, is there's no boundaries here. It's like, look, let's, in the spirit of the free press and free expression, let's have differing points of view here. And, you know, and like you, I am shocked that there has not been a female representation as a historian prior to Jill Lepore.
Well, the interesting thing is that she does bring a different perspective to it, but when you and I went to school, and you are much younger than me, but when you and I went to school, people gave you a kind of plastic view of American history, and it was fairly, I would say, polite. And when you go back through a book like this, or my own book, by, you realize that people have warts, and we had lots of problems in this country, and discrimination, slavery, lots of racial problems. And I think it's good for people to know the good and the bad, because if you're going to be an informed citizen, you have to know the good. If you're going to go forward, you have to know the bad if you're going to go forward.
Well, I agree. I'm not threatened by, you know, this idea of the 1619 project or some of these other things come up. I'm saying, fine, put it in the marketplace. Let's have a discussion. Let's, you know, let's tell that story, and let's talk it out and expand our understanding. As you said, you know, the kind of history that we got was a general overview, and there was some plasticity to it. I agree. You know, there's nothing wrong for wanting more and better, is there?
Look, the theory of studying history is that if you learn the past, you can correct the mistakes made in the past and not make them in the future. Mm-hmm. Civilization is about advancing, and we only advance if we correct the mistakes we made in the past. But you have to know what they are. And so a lot of history is learning about the mistakes and then hopefully going forward in a better way.
Well, I'll tell you, I always love that idea that we should learn from the past, that we would not reproduce the mistakes. But for some reason, America on certain topics has amnesia, and we're just bound to reproduce some of these mistakes. I got to imagine you, David, as a historian, you see some of these potential landmines that lie ahead. You know, because I sit here and I'm yelling and screaming about things, you know, and I don't want to hear from a politician anymore, because they seem to say, you know, the right thing that everybody wants to hear. We want to make sure this doesn't happen again. But I don't think they're all that sincere in their quest to really get down to the historical value of what we've been experiencing, whether it has to do with voter fraud or 9/11, you know, JFK's assassination. I mean, just go down the list.
Well, people have a tendency, particularly in politics, to want to tell people what they think they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's better for leadership to really tell people the truth as best you know it, and then let other people decide whether what you've told them is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think this is the deal. This expands the public awareness and consciousness, as opposed to dumbing us down. And right now, what is so dangerous, and I reference this quite often because I thought it was brilliant observation on Jordan Peterson's part, is that we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And to me, I think that's such a waste on behalf of humanity.
What I have in the book is the basic citizenship test that Americans who are going to be naturalized have to take. And it's an interesting phenomenon. 91% of the people who try to take this test as foreigners pass. 91% pass.
Mm-hmm.
The same test was given to Americans throughout the all 50 states, and in only one state, Vermont, could a majority of citizens pass the basic citizenship test. These are native-born Americans. It's a sad situation that people don't know much about our history.
Exactly. Well, and here we are. I mean, we're wondering why all the fussing and fighting and everything like that, but, you know, we just have people that are not well aware. I mean, we're constitutionally illiterate. You know, challenges to our constitutional rights and that have been running amok, and people don't even realize. I mean, and the thing is so amazing, David, and we've had many discussions with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, and he's an attorney himself, and he says he's shocked at how many aspiring attorneys, even, you know, attorneys and even congressmen are so ignorant of the Constitution. And that's amazing to consider that possibility.
Well, I wouldn't want to disparage members of Congress, of course, but I do have a dinner once a month during COVID. We've suspended it, where I interview a great American historian in front of only members of Congress to how to educate them about American history, and they seem to like it.
Wow,
and
yeah,
so
that's good.
I think everybody realizes they could learn a little bit more about history, and you know, I think I know a reasonable amount of American history, but when I interview some of these people, I learn a lot more.
Yeah, without a doubt. Boy, next time you do that, if you need somebody to carry your satchel or something like that, I'd love to be in on that. What a special opportunity. Madeleine Albright, you know, speaking of immigrants,
yes.
I mean, what a story, huh?
Well, she's an immigrant. There are two immigrants who came to this country and rose up to the highest position an immigrant probably can rise up to, Secretary of State. They can't become President of the United States, mm-hmm. Henry Kissinger being the other one. She worked with me in the White House many, many years ago. I I've known her for a long time, but her family escaped the Nazis and then later escaped the communists in her native Czechoslovakia, and she came to the United States as an immigrant. And part of the book is about immigration. Immigration has a complicated history in this country. We are a country of immigrants, but at some time in this history, we didn't really welcome many people in this country, and we had a fairly racist immigration policy for a while. Now it's much better, though not perfect.
Mm-hmm. What do you see in terms of right now? I mean, there's a lot of pressure on our policies, our immigration policies. We got about 30 seconds here before we go to break. So what do you see happening here as a possible solution?
Politicians generally like to avoid complicated issues, and so they're not going to vote on anything on immigration. And I think, sadly, the way things are going to work out is the court system will ultimately resolve the immigration policy.
Well, there it is. We've got more from David Rubenstein and his book, The American Experiment. Stay right here. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was
honest, and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You found the place that's fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And David Rubenstein, I'll tell you, is living the dream. I think any time you can do something that is an expression of who you are, that allows you to develop and grow your God-given talents, is such a blessing, and it's unique. And I hope that this would be the case for more Americans. You know, David, according to U.S. Labor Force labor study, less than 10% of Americans enjoy what they're doing with their job or career of choice, and that's kind of sad. And you know, people like you and I are so blessed because we're doing what we love to do, and it's obvious to people who engage with our product.
Well, it's sad that that many people don't enjoy what they're doing. We're only on Earth for a very short time, relatively speaking. And what people should do is find something they enjoy and try to do it. I did many different things in my life before I found something I really enjoyed. I tell people, experiment, try, take a risk, take a chance, do something that you actually will be proud that you're doing.
Exactly. Well, for you in this new book, The American Experiment, Dialogues on a Dream, that's just being released, you know, this idea of this American experiment, take us back a little bit. You know, what 3 o'clock in the morning conversation did you have with yourself that germinated this concept for the American experiment?
Well, I have bought some rare copies of the Declaration of Independence and put them on display so people can see what this historic document was. And when this country was started, it had a great dream. Everyone would be treated equal. But the truth is, we haven't really lived up to that, and we actually said that even though we had slavery. So over the last 230 years, our country has evolved to the point where we're getting closer to living up to the rhetoric of the Founding Fathers and the dreams of the Founding Fathers. And this book is about a struggle to kind of live up to those dreams. So many people who have engaged in struggles, they talk about it. Many people have written about struggles, they talk about it. But also some of the high points of our life, the invention of so many wonderful devices that have made our life much better. It's really about the DNA of this country.
Exactly.
The belief in the rule of law, the belief in entrepreneurial instincts, the belief that all people have a chance to be equal. That's what the American dream is all about.
It is, you know, I remind people that, you know, part of our founding documents, it talks about in search of that more perfect union, right? And this is, you know, if you read that correctly, it's not that we're claiming that we've arrived, that it is a process. And just as you say, and this is where your book is such an encouragement, because in the middle of all this bitterness and political divide that we have right now, we're reminded that, gosh, you know, we've got some things right here. And, you know, and that we should celebrate that, right?
Listen, this country is not perfect. No country is perfect. People are rushing to come into this country. We can't take all the people that want to come in. We have 800,000 new immigrants a year. 46 million people living in this country are immigrated into this country. Nobody is looking to go to other countries to immigrate at this pace. You don't see people saying, I really can't wait to immigrate to China.
Yes.
I can't really wait to immigrate to Mongolia. They just don't say that. They want to come to this country because for all of our problems, we are the finest country on the face of the earth. We have to work through our problems, but still, the opportunity to rise to the top in this society is greater than any other country.
Yeah. And the other aspect of our DNA is this heart of service. I often say that whenever there's a national disaster outside of this country, it's Americans that are leading the way. We're running to where the disaster is. We're bringing relief. We're bringing support. This has been our history, has it not?
That's correct. When de Tocqueville came here as a Frenchman in the 1830s, he wrote a book about America, and he said the thing that made him most surprised was that everybody was busy volunteering for things. Everybody was running around helping other people. You don't see that volunteerism around the rest of the world to the same extent you see see it here. Mm-hmm. So people here have a DNA to help other people and to give back. We are the most philanthropic country in the world by far, but a large part of philanthropy is actually giving your time, which is the most valuable thing you can give, because you can't get more time. And that's why Americans are the ones who are always at the forefront of helping other countries.
Yeah, and maybe that's part of the cure right now that will get us out of this, you know, out of our doldrums. Some have called it malaise, going back to the 70s. And is that we reconnect with our heart of service, David? What do you think?
I think so. I think to the extent that we can reconnect with some of our roots, I think that's mm-hmm. good. People always like to get back to their roots. But the most important point I want people to learn from reading this book is that the country, while not perfect, has evolved. Evolution, as Darwin taught us, is not a perfect process. You're always evolving. This country is evolving, and we hopefully will get to the point where we do live up to the code and the creed that the founding fathers gave us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true, and I think it will happen.
Mm-hmm. Talking with David Rubenstein, his new book, The American Experiment, Dialogues on a Dream. I love that you included Paul Simon and Wynton Marsalis in your book. Tell us about this.
Well, Wynton Marsalis is a person who is a great jazz musician. Mm-hmm. And he's a person who really lives jazz. And he's a person that I've known from my work with Lincoln Center and the Kennedy Center. And I do think that he's one of the most talented jazz musicians this country's ever produced. But he thinks that jazz is kind of a metaphor for life, and maybe it is in many ways. But what I've tried to do with interviewing people who are cultural leaders, like Rita Moreno, the famous actress,
yes,
or Cal Ripken, a great baseball player, a part of our culture, is to kind of show how people have come from modest circumstances. They have used their different skills to create something that's really unique in America. So Cal Ripken or Wynton Marsalis or Rita Moreno, people like that are people we should learn more about because they can be role models for Americans.
Yeah, and you bring up an excellent point here, because I often find myself, David, saying, where else but America? Somebody coming out of nowhere, and this is something that has been a benefit of this great American experiment. Let's talk about Paul Simon.
Simon is somebody that I've gotten to know over the years. I interviewed him at the Smithsonian, and he's a person who has become one of the greatest songwriters in our country's history. And, you know, it's interesting when I ask him about these song titles and so forth and the lyrics, which are so wonderful, you know, he says sometimes it's not quite what you might think. For example, the famous line in the song about Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio, I said, well, why did you write that? He said, well, it was originally going to be about Mickey Mantle, but it didn't quite rhyme, so I used Joe DiMaggio. And then Joe DiMaggio wasn't happy because he said, what do you mean, where have I gone, Joe DiMaggio? I haven't gone anywhere. But ultimately, Joe DiMaggio realized it wasn't derogatory, and he came to like the song.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing about, you know, artists like this is that, you know, I think one of the songs that really drives people nuts that they're still trying to understand, maybe they have classes in it and all kinds of therapy associated with Don McLean's American Pie. You know, just.
Well, that's a complicated song, but clearly it evoked emotions for a lot of Americans. But in the end, what America is about is our own culture, and we have an incredible culture that is a melting pot kind of culture. People from all different backgrounds have given us this culture.
Yes.
I think we should take advantage of it. And I think it's a mistake for people who are younger not to take advantage and learn the culture we have and ultimately maybe become cultural leaders themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you address civil rights with John Meacham.
Right. Well, John Meacham did a study here on John Lewis, who was the great civil rights leader who passed away last year. Mm-hmm. And he goes back and talks about John Lewis's career as a civil rights leader. And John Lewis spoke at the Great March on Washington in August of 1963. He was only 23 years old at the time, the youngest person to speak. And he was beaten more than 40 times during his civil rights protest, but he persevered. And he really changed the way the world operates. If it wasn't for what he did, I don't think we would have the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Mm-hmm. About a minute left here, David. Let's wrap it up with Billie Jean King. You did talk about some sports stars, but Billie Jean King has a unique position in the history of sports.
Well, it's two things. One, she basically fought for equal pay for women, and she got that. And secondly, she came out of the closet, so-called, and came out as a lesbian when she was a professional tennis player, when that was thought to be the kiss of death. Exactly. But it didn't happen. She continued continued her career, and she really made it possible for other athletes to feel that they could express themselves in ways that they hadn't thought so before. So she's a role model, and I do think that 100 years from now, people will still be remembering Billie Jean King and her heroic leadership.
Well, David Rubenstein, congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. The American Experiment, Dialogues on a Dream. David Rubenstein. David, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye.
You got it.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the California gubernatorial recall is underway in the Golden State, a radicalized leftist threw an egg at Republican candidate Larry Elder and was being described as a racist attack by a white woman in a gorilla mask. Larry Elder later tweeted, quote, "The intolerant left will not stop us. We will recall Gavin Newsom. We will save California," end quote. President Biden is asking for resignations from multiple members of military academies advisory boards who were appointed by former President Trump. Many of these people criticized Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Kellyanne Conway, a member of the U.S. Air Force Academy board, said, "I'm not resigning, but you should," referring to Mr. Biden. Hall of Fame boxer Oscar De La Hoya announced Wednesday that he was out of the hospital after being treated for COVID-19.
"Hey guys, I'm out of the hospital. I was in there for 3 days. COVID hit me really hard. Thank you very much for all your well wishes."
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Bussler saying that if Joe Biden had done nothing, America would be a whole lot better. I mean, it's like when he says, build it back better, build better. You know, it's almost like Obama's fundamentally transforming America. And you go, you know, from what to what? And building back better, well, we were doing pretty good, you know, before you came into office. And what are you doing? You know, I don't see better at anything, whether we're looking at the border, whether we're looking at energy independence, whether we're looking at, oh, yeah, Afghanistan. Boy, I'll tell you, that 800,000-pound gorilla that's in the room, it's alive, and it is damaging things, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you back with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez, and we're on standby for the one and only Adam Angieski. We have so much to talk about with Adam as we open up the books. He is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. And we're also going to be talking about California's resistance to open their books. Boy, there's no way that they want accountability. I mean, they didn't want accountability when it came to elections or their voter rolls, right? So you think they're going to open up you know, the accounting? I don't think so. But he's with us right now, so he'll break it all down. Adam Andrzejewski, the one and only. Adam, how you doing, buddy? Good to be talking to you as always.
Well, great to be on the program, Bill.
Well, let's talk about something that last week got a lot of pushback here, especially from the Democrats and the president's respondents, who said, oh, that military equipment, that wasn't all that money. I mean, we're splitting hairs. Somebody said, you know, it was like $80 billion worth. And because it wasn't the exact number, you know, that was a problem. It like negated the argument. I don't care if we're talking 80, 60, 50, whatever number you come up with. We left a lot of military equipment behind and put it in the hands of Taliban, did we not?
Yes, we did, Bill. So here's the number. It's $82.9 billion over the course of the last 20 years spent on military aid. That's the gear and training of the Afghan security forces and the Afghan National Army. And that number actually comes right out of government audit reports, the same audit reports that the Biden administration has directed federal agencies to rip down from federal websites. Now, Bill, our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we were on this story right from the beginning. We had proactively captured those audit reports, those PDFs. We had downloaded it to our hard drive. So when they took it off the federal government's website, of course, we reposted that at OpenTheBooks.com. And everybody listening to the program can come to our site, download the audit reports, and see all the quantification of the equipment for yourself.
Well, I mean... That takes a lot of nerve, I mean, for the government that works for us, right, to play sleight of hand here and stop, you know, and start to remove information that should be available to us. What's all that about?
So if you Google Forbes staggering costs, my piece on Afghanistan pulls up. And I was just on the BBC last night. I'm on your national program today, Bill. We did, you know, Jesse Waters, Fox and Friends. We've got the best, our auditors, we've got the best research out there on exactly what was left behind. And it's up to 200 airplanes, 75,000 military vehicles, 600,000 weapons. And if you break that down, you've got 350,000 rifles now in the hands of terrorists. That's M4s and M16s. You got 60,000 machine guns. Nobody knows where those are at in the country. You've got 25,000 grenade launchers. For crying out loud, Bill, you've got 2,600 mortars and howitzers. Howitzers is the modern-day cannon. It can take out a bridge, a building, or an airport runway.
Wow. You know, Adam, and there was, I believe, a congresswoman who said, it's a matter of time before those weapons are killing American soldiers, if they're not already.
Well, the Taliban is going to sell tickets to their terrorist gun show for the next number of years. I mean, can you imagine 600,000 weapons? You got 16,000 night vision devices. These are, you know, thermal imaging devices. These are night vision goggles. These are expensive, high-tech pieces of equipment. For example, up to 35,000 can buy you a very high-tech sniper rifle scope with thermal imaging. Okay, American forces now in the Middle East, we've lost our nighttime advantage. You can buy thermal imaging devices that we've left behind in Afghanistan up to $66,000. These are high-tech pieces of equipment. Your night vision goggles are anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 per device. It's expensive stuff. We estimate, just on night vision alone and thermal imaging devices, that we have $100 million left in Afghanistan for the Taliban, an organization classified under U.S. law as a terrorist organization.
You think about how the actions of the Biden administration single-handedly fortified this terrorist group. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Well, it is, and we've just turned the Taliban into a major U.S. arms dealer for the next decade. And I don't care if it's the sophisticated reconnaissance and surveillance aircraft. We left 18 of those behind, and those are going to be inspected if they're not already and reverse engineered by the Russians and the Chinese.
Exactly.
Or, you know, we left 1,000 mine-resistant vehicles on the turf. 1,000! 1,000. Each one of those can cost up to $750,000 apiece. Bill, if we ever have to go back in there, it's going to be very bloody because our equipment's going to be used against our soldiers.
Well, and the thing is, it's bad enough that it would be there, but as you said, the Chinese were licking their chops so that they could get their hands on this equipment because you know they're going to break it down. They are experts in stealing, you know, any proprietary information, and of course anything like this. My goodness, they're all over this.
Well, and, you know, at the end of the Cold War, we got a peace dividend. You know, we've already looked into the president's budget to Congress, his ask of Congress for next year. You remember those nearly $200 million worth of drones that had disappeared in Afghanistan back in 2017?
Yes.
We had highlighted that in this piece. The Biden administration was asking for another $22 million worth of these high-tech drones to be given to the Afghan security forces after they already lost $200 million of them.
Wow. I mean, how does this make any sense?
We poured $83 billion into Afghanistan over 20 years. Now, I want to put that in context, Bill, because this is pretty extraordinary. On their own, without military and foreign aid subsidy, every year we were pumping in there the generosity of the American taxpayer, about $9 billion. On their own, they had grown an economy at the end of the day. Organically, they only had an economy as large as $11 billion. That's it, $11 billion. It was so small. We had sustainably helped them economically develop virtually nothing. They have the same amount of people as our state of California. California has a $3.2 trillion economy. Afghanistan had an $11 billion economy, virtually nothing. And 42% of their entire economy was our subsidy. But the fact is, we pumped that little country with no economic output full of guns that have now fallen into the hands of terrorists.
Yeah, it's no wonder we have a situation, not only because of the way the military has been left, you know, stranded, the military, the people there in Afghanistan, but finally you have an officer who stood up and, you know, put his rank on the table, said, hey, I mean, he's 17 years vested in the military, and he takes a stand. Well, you know that he's going to be shoved off to Buffalo real quick. His future in the military is gone. But he's saying something that other military officers and generals do not have the intestinal fortitude to say and to stand up. Because what is happening there is such, you know, I can't even, you know, the exact words escape me, and it's probably best that they do escape me, Adam. And then when you look at all these other things, I mean, it's just added frustration upon frustration with this out of control government that seems that there's no accountability here, right?
Yeah, there is no accountability. I can't even, you know, it doesn't make any sense if you looked at it logically.
He's the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Now you get a better idea as to why we need to drain the swamp. Adam Andrzejewski, and we've got more after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, talking with Adam Angieski from Open the Books. You know, the arrogance of our government is overwhelming, I guess, to put it mildly, when you think about, you know, what has happened militarily with the weapons that are being left behind and the impact that that has on, you know, our tax liability. I mean, how do you just let billions of dollars go? And as Adam will tell you, I mean, to this day, I guess that's one of the, probably the biggest windmill chasing actions like Don Quixote you could do, Adam, is try to get an accounting from the military, right? They haven't reconciled their books in like forever, maybe?
Well, that's very true. And the Biden administration, in regard to the U.S. provided military weaponry and training into Afghanistan, They've actually directed the federal agencies to pull down and hide the audit reports showing what we have provided over the last 20 years into Afghanistan. So on one hand, you've got the Biden administration forestalling transparency. They don't want you to know what we've paid for going into the country. On the other hand, they've been very transparent with the Taliban. Think about this.
Yes.
They provided the list of the Afghani nationals by name, hoping the Taliban, a terrorist organization who typically murders folks like this, hoping the Taliban would help them evacuate these Afghani nationals that helped us over the course of the last 20 years. And then on the other hand, they ripped down the report showing you and I what was provided of military gear into Afghanistan that the Taliban already control.
Yeah. You know, Adam, you know, you think about this, and this is quite telling. When you consider this for a moment, These are the same people that want to control America's guns. They want a list. They want a list of everybody. They want a list of who has guns. They want a list of, you know, who you're donating, what political party, what interests are you doing. They want lists like crazy. But yet, when we are holding them into account and for transparency, the audacity of these people that work for us, it's not the other way around. See, and this is what we the people need to definitively get across to these bureaucrats and this ruling elite is you don't run the company, you know, country. You may think you do, but the party's over. It is coming to an end. We the people are coming back in a strong, formidable manner. And a lot of this contribution and what, you know, this knowledge that is bubbling to the top, I'll tell you, Adam, I give Open the Books a lot of credit to this. Because the people are fed up with watching their money being spent so irresponsibly on so many levels. I mean, we're talking a lot of money here, not to mention the danger, the peril that it puts our young women, our sons and daughters in down the road when there's any kind of military action. And here we fortified the Taliban, a noted terrorist entity. This is unconscionable.
It is unconscionable. For the last 10 years, we've been talking that the arms race is between using the latest in technology. Is government going to open your books in the private sector, or are you going to use the latest in technology to open their books? And our mission at OpenTheBooks.com is to open the books on government and level the playing field. Why? Because they know everything about us. We need to be able to follow the money and hold them accountable. That's how this system works. They work for us. We recognize in our founding documents that our rights come from God, not government. We instituted a government to secure our rights. And so that's the battle, using technology. Who's going to win that battle? Is government going to open our books and win that battle, or are we going to open theirs?
Well, without a doubt. Well, the idea, and again, as noted, as you said rightfully, in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, is that we the people are in charge. But if we don't exercise our rightful authority, then you have this ruling elite class that's been running amok here. And if we're going to get this country back on track, it starts with that core principle, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And so what we do is, you know, we've really dug in hard into Afghanistan. We reviewed President Biden's budget to Congress that he requested additional aid for Afghanistan. And we found some interesting things in there that haven't been reported. For example, we've been putting about $30 million a year, U.S. taxpayer provided, into train a women's Afghan army. Except you can't train them in Afghanistan because they don't have the facilities or the culture for this. So we've been training them out of Afghanistan. It's not stated what country we train this Afghan women's army in, but we've been putting tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars into that army, quote unquote, for the last number of years. In the aggregate, in summary. So now, look, if you know, we paid for this, hopefully there is an Afghan women's army. Hopefully they can parachute into the country. They've got a vested interest to fight for women's rights in their country as the Taliban has sacked everything. Maybe this can be a turning point and the women can come back and save their own country.
And we have no idea what the status of that investment is, what the women's military of Afghanistan is. It's, you know, again, typical of, you know, military operations at times, even the Democratic Party. It's just operating in the shadows somewhere.
Yeah, we don't know where it is operating. We saw the line items in the budget, $27 million in FY 2022, next year's budget. To stand up this army. Hopefully, with all the tens of millions of dollars that they put into this, they can come back, return to their country, and make a difference on the ground. All, you know, obviously, you know, the men, they laid down their weapons without firing the basically a shot. You had 46 pilots that didn't slow the Taliban advance. They took their airplanes and they flew them out of the country with 585 of their friends and relatives. So they, those Afghan pilots fled. They didn't fight, and they took our planes out of the country. Maybe these women will fight.
Wow. This is incredible. The stories that are yet to be told, Adam, about how, you know, the deconstruct of this war, the exodus of the American military, I don't know if people are ready for these. I mean, just even what you're saying right now. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the corrupt government, typical of any kind of, you know, overinflated type of bureaucracy, we've seen it time and again, the waste and fraud that, you know, that is, hasn't even been calculated at this point, right?
Well, and here's this institutionalized incompetence after 20 years of building nothing sustainable on the ground. So the Afghan Air Force had 7,700 members. That's rather substantial. 200
yes.
aircraft. And in the president's budget to Congress, we read it, the appropriation, they admit that they had no ability to do major or minor repairs on the aircraft. They had no system to track parts, and they didn't have any logistics on how to bring parts in. And we were going to stand that up after we left next year with an appropriation for $750 million to help them do all of this virtually. Are you kidding me? After 20
yes.
years, they didn't have any of these systems on the ground with an Air Force with 200 planes and nearly 8,000 members.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the facts. And it may be bruising your brain a bit, but... You know, the thing is that our money is being wasted here because we're not keeping an eye on the ball. We're not holding our government officials accountable. And if you say, I don't know how to do that, well, then you've lost. You have got to find a way to do this. How difficult is it to hold them accountable, Adam?
Well, we need to raise our voice. Good people need to run for office. You know, I mean, Congress... Here's the other thing. Congress put this Afghanistan appropriation into an emergency fund. For the last 20 years, Bill, it's called the Overseas Contingency Fund. It's an off-the-budget account that they budgeted all of this Afghanistan aid through because it was supposed to be temporary. And because of that, the budget was able to go up and up without scrutiny, without transparency, in an off-the-books Overseas Contingency Fund.
Again, you follow the money, right, Adam? I mean, people do that which they get rewarded for. This is probably a personal ATM for some of these entities, right?
Well, it was an ATM for everybody on the ground in Afghanistan. So, for instance, last time I was on your program, we talked about the $4 to $5 billion spent on the public relations campaign to bring respect to women, to try to teach the Taliban and other organizations in Afghanistan to respect women. Right. And so everybody on the ground got the message that this was a push from the United States with billions of dollars. They all, quote unquote, got on board, took the money. But we see, again, no measurable result from that failure of public relations to teach anybody in Afghanistan to respect their women.
Well, this is incredible. I mean, this is incredible, and it's stupid all at the same time, Adam, which is...
Well, here's another example, Bill. $10 billion...
Yeah, we got about a minute left. Go ahead.
$10 billion on an anti-narcotics campaign. $10 billion! No measurable result. Poppy field crops, all-time highs. Even the United Nations described Afghanistan recently as a narco state. We spent $10 billion of U.S. treasure on that campaign. Again, a complete and utter failure.
This is what happens when you have a bloated government and you can't keep them accountable. We just continue to swell up until something's got to give. Something's going to explode here, Adam.
Well...
I mean, you talk about a bubble bursting here. 20 seconds left, Adam. Tell people where they can go to be in touch and to understand what is happening with their money.
Come to openthebooks.com, petition tab across the top, sign our petition to urge Congress to read the bill.
Thank you.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase.